Indonesia punishes beheading militants. Will there be backlash? Spring break brings students together to serve, and a new audio ministry team's ready to launch a project in Mozambique. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Three Islamic militants have been found guilty in three Christian schoolgirl beheadings. They were sentenced to prison terms of 14 and 20 years. The grisly murders took place in Poso, Indonesia, and fanned Muslim-Christian tensions in the Sulawesi province. Open Doors' Carl Muller says,
I think these crimes thoroughly justify at least a life imprisonment sentence. These are horrific crimes against innocent children who were killed on their way to school and made an example of to the Christian community there with threatening notes accompanying the bodies that were found.
It's unclear whether there will be an appeal. There are some concerns the courts were too lenient or that the verdicts will result in sectarian violence. Muller says Christians need support.
Our encouragement to believers there is that just as the first century church endured these types of persecutions and then literally turned the world upside down, that they can still see their prayers and their efforts to reach out to their persecutors have an effect.
Meanwhile, the Lao Movement for Human Rights says Nakhon village leaders in Laos want to eliminate Christianity from the remote village that's only accessible by an 8-hour boat trip. LMHR reports local leaders assembled a group of more than 180 people to force local believers to renounce their faith or be forced out of the village. 46 people from 10 families were ordered to leave. Government officials deny the charges, pray this persecution will end. You're listening to Mission Network News. Islam is slowly but surely taking a grip on European culture. Butchers are targeted by Muslims who occasionally spit on sausages in the open market. And most recently, a German judge denied a speedy divorce, claiming the Quran sanctions physical abuse of wives. Greater Europe Mission is focusing on the growing Muslim community. Roy is a GEM missionary in France.
In the next 15 years, there's an expectation that the Muslim population will double. That's due to the continued influx of immigrants who are Muslim background immigrants and the fact that they are having larger families than the typical European families.
While a culture clash seems imminent, Roy says GEM is partnering with a number of organizations who are reaching out to the Muslim community.
The North African Muslim background immigrants are coming to the Lord and they're starting to develop their own associations, their own churches. And that's something we've never seen before. We're seeing them become more vocal, more public, and that's encouraging a number of people to come out of the closet, so to speak.
Elsewhere, Christians and non-Christians are spending their spring break serving together. College students from the New England states traveled to New Orleans this year to help with Katrina cleanup. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's Denise Rossetti says non-believers are getting involved in discussions.
We get some great questions from students asking about, how can you be a Christian and not be a hypocrite, and not be a nun? Don't you have to be a nun in order to be like a real Christian? Or, you know, why do Christians draw such a strong line between being a Christian and being a non-Christian?
Most commitments come after the trip, so follow-up is crucial. Rossetti says,
one of the big projects for us is thinking about how do we follow up well, especially given the fact that we only have a couple months left in the school year. So how do we maintain relationships with these students and help them continue thinking through these questions and making decisions?
Pray that many students will come to know Christ. And Audio Scripture Ministries has been laying the groundwork for a recording outreach at a Bible college in Mozambique. Their lay contact just finished training and has been asked to record the Makua language of Mozambique, which has 2.5 million speakers. Praise God for this opportunity to get the scriptures in audio for this language. Pray that the ASM team will be able to get permission to complete this language recording from the Bible societies. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Back to the Bible's making available Woodrow Kroll's book, Little People, Big God. Stories of little superstars in the Bible that had a big impact in their world. It could teach you how to impact your world. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.